a little chanky chank there for you on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. It is our open line hour. Anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about, your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can dial in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Before we get to your calls, though, we have an interview. You heard us talking about our calendar earlier, and we opened it up for our listening audience to submit pictures. We posted them online. We had our listeners then go vote on their favorites. The 12 most popular got selected, and we're doing a little interview with each one of those photograph winners just to learn a little bit more about the picture. That way, each month, as a new picture is updated on the calendar, you can go back online and learn about that picture itself. And we've got Alex Pajek. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did. Hi.
Welcome to the program, and thank you for submitting your photo and the beautiful shot that it is, and congratulations on being one of our 12 winners.
Well, thank you very much. I was really surprised and happy to hear about that.
And your picture is one that, even if you haven't been to Arizona, I'd say a lot of people would instantly identify as Lake Powell.
Yeah, that's true. It is in Lake Powell, yes.
Now, had you ever been to Lake Powell before this?
No, this was my first part, my first trip to Lake Powell, and it's my in-laws. They have a little houseboat there, a timeshare, and yeah, this was the first time around that I got to actually go. I always only heard about that, but never went.
And were you going there to? You had a timeshare. Was this a picture off your phone, or were you going there to take a lot of pictures, or?
It was a family vacation with two other families, and I did go with the intention, first of all, to get, you know, to really relax and enjoy the nature, but also to take my cameras along and to take as many pictures as I can, because I always heard how beautiful it was. So, yeah, I did have two cameras with me, and this one was taken with the smaller of the two, but not with a phone. It's a Fuji X100.
Did the Lake Powell meet your expectations of beauty?
Oh, yes, it surpassed the expectations. It was really, really beautiful. And on top deck of the houseboat that night, and the moon was just illuminating everything around us. And I had to get up and annoy everyone who was sleeping around me already.
And, Alex with his flashes, yeah. Knock it off and go to bed.
Right, exactly. Luckily, no flashes. It was just clicks involved, but still, that was more than enough to wake people up.
Now, off the top of my head, Lake Powell has 1,900 miles of shoreline.
Right.
Can you give me a proximity of where on the lake, or do you even know?
Yeah, in fact, I do. I was researching that as I knew that this was basically only, that the contest was only for Arizona, and to see what pictures I had from Arizona. This one was from the southern part of Face Canyon, which is just in Arizona. So, yeah, it was pretty soon after we headed out of the marina, I think the second or third day, before we went to that long journey, so to say. So I was still fresh and everything was amazing, and I took snapshots of everything that I could find.
Well, it was a beautiful picture. It's funny. I voted on one of your pictures, but not the one that won. The one I had voted on, you had captured the American flag off the back of the houseboat. But I will say this one at night is pretty special, too.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I love listening to the show.
Well, thank you. And last question for you. What part of Alabama are you from?
Unfortunately, I'm from Alabama. It's from Austria, from Vienna. A little bit further away. I moved with my wife about a year ago with our baby boy, I'm a fresh Phoenician, so to say.
Well, welcome to the Valley, and congratulations on your picture and being part of our first ever home maintenance calendar.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Alex Pajek, thank you for your time this Saturday morning, and we'll look forward to that. I will pull it up here in a minute, what month that'll be, and I think we plugged it into is either July or August, just because those are the times of the year you go to Lake Powell to swim and water ski. And we tried to match.
Tell me, where do homeowners go to see the pictures that were selected? Are you keeping those secret to the publication of the calendar, or can they see him now?
No, you know what? I just noticed that I will fix it at bottom of the hour news, but we used a photo gallery to post those. And for whatever the reason, the widget isn't on there. I was looking at it earlier this morning, and now it's gone. So I'll figure it out and solve it. But at rosieonthehouse.com, click on the calendar tab, and you'll be able to see those pictures here in about, you know, during bottom of the hour news. I'll fix it.
I hate losing my widgets.
Well, gotta watch out for those widgets. Just wait till widgets are being manufactured in our home by Chinese.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you.
Let's get
this. Were you gonna sneak a caller in here?
Yeah, we'll at least get her question on the air here.
Good, great.
Karen in Tucson, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. Just a kind of a quick question. I had bathroom faucets installed about a little over a year ago, and I'm getting that, and this is not anything new. I'm getting sulfur, egg smell, don't even want to drink the water, can't stand it. So I don't know if it's coming actually from the water or the drain. And one other thing, the washing machine also stinks. You know, after the load is, you know, pulled out and everything is off, I can smell the same kind of smell.
How long have you been smelling this?
On the washing machine, probably a year.
And how?
And the faucet probably just about right away. Someone had said something about flushing. They should have been flushed out the faucet.
Okay. Well, we'll get one more question. I actually think it has to do with the anode rod in your water heater, but we'll cover that after bottom of the hour news break. It's 1-888-767-4348 to get online.